Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Friday staple around these parts. It's not the weekend until Carrie Underwood tells us it's the weekend with that classic song. Tyler, thank you so much 2 years ago for introducing that to me. And now it's part of every day when Tyler needs a song. I say, what about Southbound? I run to it. I exercise to it. So thank you so much. The benefits of working here at Palmetto Mornings. It is 8:10 on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings. 73 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden. Patty Mercer has the day off. We want to say hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live. This morning, we're going to hang out with the folks from York Prep, the Patriots. We brought in one of the Patriots, Ryan Bridges. He's the middle school principal at York Prep. And good morning to you, Ryan.
Good morning, Lucas. Thanks for having me.
No problem, my friend. All right. So, Ryan, if folks are not familiar with York Prep, you guys have been part of our community for many years, but there still seems to be some confusion about whether you're a public school or a private school. Kind of break down how York Prep operates and what it does.
Absolutely. It's very simple, Lucas. York Prep opened in 2010. We're going into our 12th year this year. I think we're up to our seventh or eighth graduating class that we just had this past summer. And I think what confuses people a lot of times is because they hear the word prep in our name and they think that we're private. But we're actually a free public charter school. Anyone can apply to go to York Prep. Your daughter, my daughter, anybody can apply to go to York Prep. The difference between a charter school and traditional public schools, which I used to work in for many years, is that we have a contract with the state. It basically says that we will perform what's in our charter, and then we have an authorizer instead of a district office that oversees and makes sure that we perform that charter each and every year. And then, obviously, if you do well, like we have over the past years, then your enrollment grows and things of that nature. The other thing that I think people get confused about is how funding goes with charter schools versus traditional public. We get base student costs just like the public schools, but we don't get local taxes or like in board meetings. A lot of times, if they want to do any kind of capital projects, they'll raise millage. For a charter school, we don't have that ability. So anything that we want to build, like we built a building just this past year that opened up our new cafeteria, we have to do that on our own. Our board doesn't have the ability to raise millage. So anyone that goes to York Prep that may live in Rock Hill, Fort Mill, Chester, they're still paying local taxes to their board. So we call it kind of the 70-30, I think, is how that gets split. So still you're paying to that school district even though your child doesn't go there. So 100% of the funds that go with schools don't come to charter schools. And I think that was how it was set up years ago when they first did charter schools. It, like I said, it doesn't seem to affect us. We've been doing great. We've grown over the years. I think this is going into my eighth year here at YPA.
You guys are located. Tell folks where you're located. I know the road, but it's on the tip of my tongue.
We're off of Eastview Road.
That's where it was. Okay. And you guys, on your campus, you have an elementary school and then your middle school and then a high school. But are they all together and connected? And what does that look like?
Yeah. So we have really a college campus. When I first got there, the thing that confused me is they kept saying we were a brick and mortar school. And what I didn't realize is in a charter district, that's a mix of brick and mortar schools and virtual schools. Which was already in place in 2010 when they started. So when people went virtual like last year because of COVID and things like that, we've already had virtual schools, you know, that have been out there for years and years, and a lot of them are in the charter school district. So I was confused by that too. I'm like, well, aren't all schools brick and mortar when I got there? But the thing that makes York Prep unique in the charter world is that we actually have what we call a college campus. We actually have 43 acres out off of Eastview Road in between Highway 5 and 324. Right in the middle of Eastview Road, there's a few neighborhoods that are popped up. There's a neighborhood that actually is built right beside the school that has been growing over the years, but it's 43 acres. We have a separate elementary school, a separate middle school, and a separate high school. We also have a student union, and we have a field house building. And all of those serve a purpose. Your elementary building, your middle school, your high school. Our student union is basically where our gym complex is. It's where our PE classes are. A lot of our middle school and related arts classes are in there. It's where our admin offices are. But we also have a field house that has our cafeteria. It has a weight room for our teachers that they can work out in, because we really believe in health and wellness and taking care of our teachers and our staff as well, which has been new in the past couple of years. So that's a program that we're continuing to grow. But we kind of caught on a few years ago that in order to kind of retain teachers, you got to take care of your teachers. So we were like, what's the best way to take care of them? Well, let's keep them healthy. And that's one of the things that we did. We invested and we built a weight room that's just for them. It's open 24 hours a day. They all have key cards they can badge into. They can go up and they can work out at any time of the day. We tell them, you know, during plannings, go up and get on the treadmill, you know, take a book with you, take your planning notes with you, you know, just to get away. So we try and find that balance, not only in the school part, but in their life part as well.
What do you think is the benefit of a kid going to a charter school?
I think the niche that I've seen in charter schools is I've kind of grown into them over the years, because I'll be honest, when I was in traditional school districts and charter schools started, you know, like I said, 10, 12 years ago, because I think it started about 2008 was when they passed the law that you could have charter schools in South Carolina. We really didn't understand what they were doing. We didn't understand it. When we lost kids to charter schools, we were like, really? And then when I got into the charter school world, I started to understand. I think the biggest niche that we offer is, you know, we have a set focus of supporting students and growing kids. And our goal every year is to grow every student. I think sometimes we get stuck on like state testing, which is it's a performance measure that's a bar that's way up here. And what we really believe in is growing a student from where they are from day to day. And we have the ability to do that through assessments. We can see how they grow. We can manage. We can really support students individually and drill all the way down into each separate student. And I think the other thing that charter schools offer is a different environment. When you bring kids from all over the state, because we have children that are coming from all the area, it's not just Rock Hills. It's not a community-based school. We build a community, but it's a community of state folks. So it brings a different environment, brings a different type of student, and it allows us to really work with them and for them to grow together. The thing that makes YPA such a great niche is that when your child starts in kindergarten, you can actually keep them on the same campus all the way through high school. So that K to 12, all you're doing is moving from building to building. So you're familiar with the car rider lines and the traffic. So there's a lot of comfort with parents when they come to York Prep, because when they get there, they're like, okay, from kindergarten to 12th grade, I can wave at the principal in the elementary school. I'm usually out back in the mornings. They can get to know me well before they get to middle school. I was actually on the phone with a parent yesterday who I actually had as I was the principal for 1 year about 6 years ago, and her child was a kindergartner down there. And she's like, we remember you from kindergarten.
Oh, Ryan,
so it's really great to be able to build those relationships. Yeah. And that's really what we focus on, is trying to support students and build those relationships, because we know we're going to have them for 13 years.
Exactly. Yeah. Ryan Bridges is the middle school principal for York Prep. York Prep is a national Blue Ribbon award-winning public charter school located here in Rock Hill. But as Ryan just explained to us, if you're listening, wherever you're listening from in the state of South Carolina, you can live in Charleston and go to York Prep. You just have to find transportation to get from point A to point B. Ryan, like many schools, you all survive the pandemic school year, which was 2020, 2021. What does the future hold for the upcoming school year? What does that year look like? And if I'm not mistaken, you're going to expand your school, but in a different campus, in a different part of our community.
Yeah. So last year was a challenge, I think, not just for our school, but for all school districts. I think everybody had a different mindset of how they could go about, teaching children at home. We did give students the virtual option. We had about 30% of our students that were taught virtually last year. And that was a challenge for us, because we're kind of built out at the campus, so we really didn't have space to add a virtual program and have virtual teachers in their own classrooms. So like for our middle school teachers, we actually created a schedule where they had a virtual block every day. So they would teach in-person classes with in-person kids, and then they would have a block where they would go online and work with our virtual students. It was an interesting concept, and it took us a while to get our footing. But because the pandemic actually started the previous March, we had kind of been looking at that going, okay, we might have to do this full time, because we didn't know what was going to happen last year. Our teachers really bought into it. They did a fantastic job. I can tell you, I know I'm biased and I'm on the radio right now, but I have the best teachers in the state of South Carolina. They are absolutely the best. And really what it is, they just learned to pivot where the students' needs were. They went straight for the students' needs, and they've always been good at that in person, but it's just a bigger challenge when they're at home, you know, because we would look at it sometimes and there'd be cameras up at the ceiling, or you'd be looking at the back of somebody's head, or you couldn't see them because they didn't have the camera where it was supposed to be. Audio was always, you know, was an issue as well. But they did a great job with that. And then as we grow into this year, we made the decision back in May that we were going to try and return to as normal as possible. The state of South Carolina kind of pushed us in that direction with 5-day-a-week schools and Governor McMaster's orders. So we kind of started that at the end of last year. So our goal this year is kind of a return to normalcy. You know, the CDC and the DHEC guidelines are still in place, so we follow all the state and federal guidelines, and those things are ever-changing. It's like every week. We have at least one or two meetings every week about COVID to see, okay, what do we need to change? What do we need to do differently? But we decided we were going to bring everybody back in person. And we kind of think that's what's best for our kids. That's what works for our kids here at YPA. And we've had great support with it from the parents. They all seem to be really happy about bringing their kids back on campus this year.
Well, I think a lot of parents are excited to have a return to normal, especially in the classroom. And as we're pushing up against this break, we're having to wrap it up. But in the future, your campus will continue to grow with a different style of learning.
Absolutely. So we are working on a replication, which is we call it YPA Kettle Song. And it's a project where we're building a place-based K-8 school, where it's basically a place-based model. So it's a model where students will be able to come in and they'll be able to learn the content and the standards of South Carolina, but they're going to learn it in a way where it ties back into learning about our community, to learning about nature. So parts of their day will be inside, parts of the day will be outside. We just did a walkthrough of the architect drawings for the new campus. It's a fantastic project that'll house kindergarten through eighth grade students, looking to have 1,200 students when the school opens, hopefully summer of 2023.
And where is that going to be located?
It's going to be located basically, if you know where the Pine Tuck Golf Course is, it's basically out in that area, just down 901, like under the bridge if you're going out that way.
Great. Such a great recap. Ryan Bridges is the principal at York Prep Middle School. Great recap of just what's going on the campus of York Prep. And as always, you can just find them online or on our social media. Ryan, sir, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks, Lucas.